Yeah, no, I think it'll work itself out. With there's a number of guys, whether they're under contract or not under contract, that you know things will sort themselves out as we go along through the spring. I'm sorry. Yeah, he did a nice job. He fit in a lot of our sub packages, and we're looking forward to having him do more stuff next year. The question was, is the franchise tag possible for Shields? Obviously, we'd never discuss anything like that, but in terms of our free agents, it's no different year than it always is. There's a few more, but as best we can, we'd like to have our guys back. Yeah, Chris Harper came in, practiced hard, did some things, suited up a few games. We're looking forward to having him in the offseason. Yeah, he's a big, strong, fast guy, yeah. It's hard for me to rate drafts because you get so focused on the now, and it's hard for me to look back and say, yeah, this was that. And I don't think we'll know about how deep or strong a draft is for a number of years down the road. I think that always has to sort itself out, but certainly we're excited to maybe be able to add some players to our team. Yeah, John and Andy, they had a great year. We're very happy for him. He's a real scout in this day and age. Sometimes those are hard to find, and we're proud of him, and we wish we'd have won as many games as they won. Well, up until now, because you didn't have any access to them and you didn't really do them in the fall like you normally do the oncoming seniors. But as we get to know them, we'll figure it out. Well, the drills here and the drills at Pro Days across the country are part of the evaluation process. But I agree with Trent in the way they play the game and the body of work they've done already is probably more important. Well, I think you have to you understand that you're ultimately in charge of the decision-making process, but you have to depend greatly on the staff that you have and the support group that you have around you. Just like Ron did, even though we all knew it was going to be Ron that was going to make that call, he always listened to people. He always took people's advice to heart, and I think all the people that are in positions like myself do that with their staffs, and I'm sure Ray will do the same thing.
Is it difficult to discipline yourself? You have a potentially a lot of players and free agents. Because you know you have this responsibility to keep yourself in that building. Talk a little bit about disciplining yourself to let people go, to let players go, and fulfilling that responsibility.
Right. Well, in terms of free agency, it's always been, there's always surprises in it. So We try not to get too worked up about what could or couldn't happen. Like I said, it's been our policy, and it will continue to be our policy, that if we can, we would like to keep our own free agents. So I just think we take it day by day and let it sort itself out. Every year it's a little different. Every year there are different players, but as a whole, the market is different from year to year. So we'll work it out. Well, I think Sam's been a good player for us, and he does a good job, and he's one of the fellows that we'd like to have him back. Well, the draft trade chart is probably identical to what it was years ago. There have been other people that put together what they thought was a more representative draft day chart, but if you're the only one that has that new draft day chart, then it doesn't do you a whole lot of good. So the one that everybody uses seems to be the original one. No, we take it player by player and hopefully try to make a good decision and focus whether it's in the first round or in the sixth round, you know, what's the best thing for the Packers, and we try to keep it simple like that.
Has it become harder or easier to scout tight ends considering how pass happy the college
is? I think the position is the same. I mean, people use tight ends differently. There are different style of tight ends. There are some that lean more towards the blocking part, and there's some that lean more towards the receiving part. But no, I don't know that it's more difficult now than it was before.
I know Mike has said a bunch of times that an offense wants to be strong up the middle with his guards and centers and whatnot. Is that the same story on defense, do you think? You need to be stronger inside linebackers, safeties, and all that.
Yeah, you know, this time of year we're canvassing all the different positions and that sort of thing. We want to try to be, again, trying to keep it simple. If we find somebody that can help us at a position, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's an interior player or a perimeter player. There's a lot of people that would like to know that. I don't know. We don't talk much about the cap. We don't make decisions based upon the cap, really. We try to make football decisions. And like I said, the more simple we can keep it, the better off I am. Well, the college game and the high school game, quite frankly, has opened up so much over the course of the last 15, 20 years in terms of the brand of offense they are used to playing. I think it's a natural progression that you're going to have this group, you know, a group of receivers like we have in this particular draft.
In what ways is the combine the most valuable?
Say again? Probably, quite frankly, I think the ability to get medical examinations and find out all the medical information we can from on each of the players. I mean, it's quite a task that they undertake here at the Combine. I think they do a good job of it. It's nice to be able to talk to the guys, and it's nice to be able to see them work out. You know, at the end of the day, most of them are attending big schools, and we would probably be at their pro days and be able to cover that as well.
Is there such thing as an injury-prone
player? There's no exact science, no. We've over the course of the last 20 years, I've been involved in drafts every year, and sometimes you take a player that's never even – been in the training room at their university, and once they get to the NFL, they have trouble staying healthy, and vice versa. You have people that have had remarkably bad luck or bad injuries in college or in high school, and they wind up playing clean and free the rest of their pro career. It is no exact science. You certainly try to look at that and try to find out. That's the reason medical examinations are so important, but there's no exact correlation to it. I can't say. Actually, I think that's my standard answer for years and years, but you just never know. We don't necessarily try to attack the draft looking at needs. We try to attack the draft trying to find good players that could be with us over a number of years and build strength and value to our organization. No, I'm not going to really tell you what our real answer is on something like that. But we're always looking. Mike's Coach McCarthy's a quarterback guy. He likes to have a group. So you never stop looking. We turn over rocks and that sort of thing. Okay, thank you. That was scintillating, wasn't it?